الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
Assalamu alaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program of this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you or some way of taking notes, paper, pen, pencil. Also, by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's class, we're going to be talking about the decree or decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may glory be to him. And so let me start off by reading one thing in Arabic and then I'll translate it roughly in English. And it says, now, let me kind of give you a background. Angel Jibril, he came to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, and he asked him about his faith, about Iman, which is what you would call the Iman, which you call faith, Iman, we call faith, or his belief and those kind of things. So he asked about that, the five pillars. Some of these things you all already know and already learned. And so the angel came, and a matter of fact, the story goes that he came in a looking like a very handsome man, and they were back in the desert area, and he had these white clothing on, like no dirt or anything on him, and then he sat like sort of like knee to knee or face to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. And then he started asking him various questions about Islam, and the Prophet went on and answered the questions. And to the end of the story, after he finished, and I'll get to the question he asked, when he finished, he turned to his companions and he said, "Do you know who that was?" And they said, you know best, Allah, you know best who it was. He said, basically it was Angel Jibril. And they came to ask me about our faith, about our way, and about our religion. And so one of the questions that was asked by Angel Jibril, and some people call him Gabriel, and he is considered to be the messenger angel and a lot of other things related to him, but I'm Gabriel or Angel Jibril. He asked a question. He said, "Ma imanu qala." This is the prophet qala. He said, "An tukminu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wa liyawmil akhiri wa bil qadrihi khayrihi wa sharrihi." And so he asked a question, Jibril asked a question to the Prophet. He said to him, he said, "What is Iman or what is faith?" And then he answered, the Prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, he answered the question in this way. He said, "To believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the day of judgment or the last day, and a divine decree, both good and bad, bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi." And so that's the good and the bad, khayrihi wa sharrihi. And so he asked, this is how he answered the question. And so we see with him answering the question, he had within his answer, Iman, faith. And he talked about, and within faith, you're talking about the divine decree. The divine decree from Allah, may peace, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be upon him. And so you probably say, well, Imam, what is this thing, the divine decree? What is that all about? And so one of the companions was, it was a little bit confused about divine decree. And so he went to one of the other companions of the prophet, and he asked a question. He said, I am confused about divine decree. So tell me something by means of which Allah may remove the confusion from my mind. The companion replied, were Allah to punish everyone in the heavens and the earth, he would do so without being unjust to them. And were he to show mercy to them, his mercy would be much better than the action merit. Were you to spend in support of Allah's cause an amount equivalent, a gold equivalent to Uhud, meaning a large mount area, that's where the Muslim fought and they won, Allah would not accept it from you till you believe in divine decree and knew that what has come to you could not miss you, and that what missed you could not come to you. Were you to die believing anything else, you would enter hell. He said, the man, he went to other companions and he asked the same question and received the exact same answer from each and every one of them. So we see here, no matter how much gold, whatever we want to pay to Allah, if we don't believe in Allah and we don't believe in the divine decree, then we'll be missing something. We don't have the iman or the faith that we should have, because we're missing a critical part, a piece of that, which is believing in the divine decree, believing in our Lord, is that he has control over everything, is that he, what missed you could not have hit you, this was decreed by Allah, and also what missed you could not hit you, and what hit you could not miss you. And so those are all decrees of Allah. Let me explain in another way, according to the scholar in Islam. If all of mankind were to want you to have something, and Allah did not want you to have that thing, then you will not have that thing. And if all of mankind were going against you about you having something, and Allah wanted you to have something, you would have it. That's what we're talking about, the power of Allah and the level of divine decree. It was decreed by Allah. It was said by Allah. It was written that this person is supposed to have this. No matter what you all say, this person is supposed to be whoever he or she is supposed to be, and you all cannot stop them. You cannot conquer that individual and stop them from having what Allah wants them to have. Already written what Allah wants them to have, and they're going to have it by the will of Allah. And if all of mankind say, you're going to have this, you're going to have this, you're going to have this, here, take it, and Allah does not want you to have this thing, you will not have it. Allah does not want you to take this thing, whatever it may be, you will not take it, because it's been decreed and written that you're not supposed to have that thing or take that thing, no matter who's given to you. No matter what. So let me move on, because I won't dwell on that too much. And also I wanted to keep in mind that, and it mentioned that qadr al-hu wa ma sha'a fa'ala which means it is decree of Allah, and He does whatever He wills. So we have to understand those two aspects. One, it is a decree of Allah, while and He does whatever He wills. He can do that. Whatever He will, it's like if Allah wanted what? He wanted something to be. He don't have to go to a manufacturer or order anything like that. He just says be and it is. Kun fayakun. Be and it is. It's by the will of Allah. We may not want it to exist. It's like when Allah created man, created human beings. And he went to the angels and he said, I'm about to create something. I'm about to create human beings. And the angels sort of complained about it because they were here before human beings. And they said, you know, you could create something that's going to cause problems in the world or cause problems where we worship you every day with nonstop, with no question. And so with their, even though although they wanted him to not do that, Allah not to do that, it did not matter. Allah can do what He wants and when He wants to. And He said, I'm going to create man. He wasn't asking for permission. He never had to ask for permission for anything. He just said it's going to be, kun fayakun, and it is. And then He went and He also created Eve, some call Hawa, which is the wife of Adam. Adam, the first man, and then after that came the first woman, which is Eve, and we all descended from those two individuals. And so my beautiful student, I want you to understand, if Allah wants something to happen, it's going to happen. And Allah does not want something to happen, it's not going to happen. And this is what we're talking about, the decree of Allah. I hope all that I said help you, like that individual asked a question about, look, I'm confused about this decree thing. And so they did the best they can, and the various Sahaba, and they explained to him, this is what decree is all about. No, and you have to believe it. If you have a mountain of gold, equivalent to a mountain of gold, it's still not, and it still will not change anything. You have to believe in Allah and decree of Allah. And as it said, as I read earlier, one of the beliefs of the Muslims, as I read to you earlier, when he asked the question, Ma imanu? Qala an nu'minu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal khadrihi khayrihi wa sharrihi. And so again, what is faith? What is iman? To believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and divine decree is something that we have to believe. The good that happened to us and the bad that happens to us, we're a relationship to decree. Khayrihi, meaning the good of it, or sharrihi, meaning the bad of it, that we have to believe in it as Muslims. So let me move on. And other things we have to understand, which are some examples of, we're talking about decree, and if we lose someone dies. Right now, probably many of my students, either you recently lost someone years ago, or someone is sickly right now, and maybe Allah knows best, on the verge of dying, and so that's all the control of Allah. We all have to die. Kulli nafsun dha'iqatul maut. Every soul has taste of death. We don't know where, when, or how we're going to die, but we're certainly, everyone that's listening to my voice, and of course including myself, will meet our demise and will die. And that's all in the hands of Allah, because we don't go before Allah in the state that we're in now. We go before Allah, our soul go before Allah. This right now, what we're in, it's on loan. It's a borrow. This life is a borrow for us right now. We borrow it, and we're utilizing it. And soon Allah will be taking our soul, 60 years, 70 years, less than that, in birth. Allah will take our soul, and then we go from there and be what they call the barzakh, and be on the other side of this divider. You have life, as we know, on one side of the border side, this kind of divider, a barrier, and then you have the afterlife, if you will, on the other side of the border side, which I had an episode talking about it, and you can always look it up and listen to it. When you lose money or loss of money, it's also a decree of Allah. Or you lose property, whatever it may be, it might be money, it might be your house, it might be your car, whatever it is, you may lose it, farmland, whatever it is, you may lose it, and that's all by decree of Allah. And keep in mind, my beautiful students, that you and I, we cannot escape Allah. We cannot escape any kind of decree of Allah, not at all. And when an angel comes, it's time to take our soul, then the angel will come and take our soul, and nothing can stop that because it's scheduled for our soul to be taken. And so even if we were on a fortress, on a high mountain, or way in the middle of the desert, something like that, the angel of death will find us and do their job. And so I want to mention, it doesn't matter, I want to mention to you, doesn't matter if we're in the sky or we're in the water or on land, the angel will certainly find us. For example, in January 28th, around that time of 1986, here in America, we have the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart about 73 seconds into its voyage, into its flight, killing 7 crew members. That's it. They're gone. And may Allah make it easy for their family, the loss. And so the thing is, my beautiful students, is that was in the sky. The people rode to where we're going to make the flight, prepare for the flight into space. And then they blast off into space, and 73 seconds or so into space, their ship blew up, and the 7 people died on there. It was their time. It was decreed by Allah that they're going to, where they're going to die and how they're going to die, or what manner, whatever they're going to die. And so please keep that in mind. And that was, of course, in the air. We also had recently, back in, I think it was 18th of June, 2023, we had a situation where they call a submersible. It's kind of like a submarine, a smaller one, and it went into the water to look at another disaster, if you will, where about 1,500 people died, which is the Titanic. And then they went just to look at it, to explore it, and then they suffer in what you call implosion. And they end up dying. They were miles and miles and miles before below the water surface, and down there. They did not die on land. They were going down there to see the ship where other people had died, and then they lost oxygen and that kind of thing, and their ship this submersible, it blew up. And 5 people died in that particular vehicle. And so I just want to say that, again, this is a decree of Allah. Those people rode to the submersible. They got in it. They went underneath the water. And that's where they met their demise. And may Allah make it easy on their family members, the loss of these five individuals. I want to also, of course, that was in water. We had the shuttle in the air, and we had what? We had in the water, we had the submersible where people died inside the water. And so understand, we cannot run from the what you call the angel of death. And so let me give you kind of an example of that. And that is, there were 2 men. And this just helped you to understand a little bit better. There were 2 men, A and B, talking to each other. And then A had some sort of bags in his hand or something like that. And so all of a sudden, A looked in the direction, sort of over the shoulders of B, and immediately dropped their bags, and they said, "I got to get out of here. I got to go to New York, for example. Everyone pretty much in the world know New York City here in America. And so he just left. And the man B he was talking to was very puzzled by it. He said, what happened? We're in a conversation, have good conversation, laughing and joking. And then all of a sudden, man A, he just dropped the bag, stopped talking, said he's going to New York, and then he left, just like that. He found that strange, and I would assume that many of us will find that strange. And so, man B went over to the individual he was looking at, man A was looking at, and relayed to him what happened. So then, after he relayed to the individual what happened, and then the individual said, well, he said, I'm the angel of death. And I thought it was kind of strange that A was here in the city, and now I'm supposed to take his soul in New York City in a couple hours. A few hours. And so we don't know. We can't escape death because we may be running, fakely running from it and really running to it. We just don't know when we're going to die and where we're going to die and how we're going to die. It's already written for us. It's like the story where the man was climbing up a ladder, and he fell off the ladder. And then he was so happy that he survived the ladder with hardly any injury, a few scratches. And so he was walking down the street. I'm getting ready to go to a place to celebrate. And then when he got to that place, he ended up dying. So no, he was not supposed to die in that falling off that ladder. He was supposed to die in the place where he went to celebrate that he survived falling off the ladder. And so, my beautiful students, understand you nor I can escape the time and the place that we're supposed to die, because it's already written and it's already decreed by Allah where it's supposed to happen. What missed you couldn't have hit you, and what hit you couldn't have missed you. And also, I want to mention something else to my beautiful students. Is that we have to be aware that Allah is in charge. I know some of you may not think that He is in charge, but I was not going to allow Him to be in charge. But Allah is in charge. You can't say, I'm going to live forever and not going to die. Or I'm going to freeze myself. And all those kind of things that people might do or say in order to preserve themselves to live on. But no, everyone have a time and a place where they're going to die, and we will not be late for that time and that place. Unless Allah decide, no, this is not the time and the place, I'm going to give him more time or her more time, or give them less time. But it's all in control and the control of Allah. So let me mention something else to y'all. There is some way from the Islamic perspective that you can, what I would call influence or impact decree. And how can you do that? It was mentioned by one of the companions of the Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him. He said, and he reported, whoever wants Allah to answer his prayers during difficult times should supplicate to him more and more in times of ease. For every difficulty there is relief. And so, my beautiful student, I want you to understand, you want Allah to be with you, to take care of you during the difficult times. You might be going through ease right now. So this is a great time to ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me and watch over me. Make sure no harm come to me. All this kind of thing you can ask Allah in your times of ease. More and more and more, you want to ask this of Allah and say, make supplication to him more and more in times of ease. Don't just lay back and take in ease. Oh, man, I'm good. That kind of thing. No. You pray to Allah for thank Allah, first of all, for the good that you have and that you're receiving, and also, O Allah, watch over me, take care of me, guard me, make sure no harm comes to you, those kind of things. And so we have to pray to Allah for these things. Again, supplication, what we say in Islam, dua, that's D-U-A, dua, which is similar to supplication. Some people might even call it prayer, but you pray to Allah about what you want and what you need and what you desire. So you ask Allah for these things. Sometimes mankind cannot take care of that thing for you. You have to go to a reliable source, which is Allah. I know myself, I have mentioned, I think before, that as imam of a particular community, and that there was just a lot of stuff going on. And so I went straight to Allah. As the leader, I went to Allah, and I beg Allah, oh Allah, you know what's going on, you know what the people asking me to do, or whatever, and so I ask Allah, please Allah, make the situation better for me. Make it me stronger, Allah, and make this a better situation for me, and let me make the right decision based on Quran, and based on the prophet, the sunnah of the prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, his path, his way. Let me make decisions based on those two things, and not on the desire of the people. And so once I did that, I brushed my hands and say, it's in your hands, Allah. And so I just let it go. And after I did that, and I made that supplication and make dua to Allah and let it go, and then whatever happened, and Allah made the situation much, much better. And I appreciated that because I relied on Allah. I want to mention something to you is that if we don't pray to Allah, because Allah said, you seek help from Allah, and you ask of Allah. And if we don't do that as human beings, then Allah may get rid of us and replace it with another group of people. That's it. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Then Allah created men and jinn, meaning jinn as unseen being. Allah created what we see, what we don't see, and what? To worship Him. To worship Allah. People say, why am I in this world? Why was I created? You were created to worship Allah. Also, there's mentioned that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, nothing can avert the decree of Allah except supplication. And nothing increases life except virtuous deeds. And so we see from my beautiful students is that nothing averts the decree of Allah except supplication or dua. And nothing increases life except virtuous deeds. Keep those things in mind. You want to avert or ask Allah to avert, to get rid of, to guide away from you, the disasters, whatever, then you pray to Allah. That's the only thing that will avert the decree of Allah is making supplication and asking of Allah. And so my beautiful students, I want you to understand, yes, the decree of Allah is real. We experience every day, but if we want to avert it and ask the best from Allah for yourself and ask them for the good and keep us away from the bad or protect us from the bad, and then we make supplication to Allah. Ask of Allah, beg to Allah, and watch our life change. Watch things happen that we could never imagine that was going to happen in our life. Because why? Because we rely on Allah. To find out and learn more about Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can always go to Why Islam. You go to also to learn more about Islam, the International Online University and American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.